Yeah. Hey, let's play some baseball today.
It's an American institution.
Chris Holder's gonna come in. He's a guest. He'll be singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game, one of the old classics. Christine Lavin is gonna be talking about her experience playing softball. And Harry's going to be in Naturalement. Probably be playing some recordings from the Rhino CD, Baseball's Greatest Hits. Actually, it's a two-volume set, Volume 1 and 2. I got them both. I'm lucky. And I'm going to be sharing them with you. That makes you lucky, too. Oh, let's see. Shall we start off with Linda Arnold? Yes, we shall. Did I mention this is Steve Charney? Yeah. Name of the program's Knock on Wood. Sure it is. This is from a cassette by Linda Arnold called Peppermint Wings, put out on A&M Records. And here we go. At the Dinosaur Baseball Game.
Dinosaurs down at the park, playing baseball after dark. Oh, what fun to hit a home run at the Dinosaur Baseball Game. Well, every night when the sun goes down, the dinosaurs all gather round. The baseball shoes, baseball hats, baseball gloves and baseball bats. Sitting in the bleachers are all the prehistoric creatures. Dinosaurs down at the park, playing baseball after dark. Oh, what fun to hit a home run at the dinosaur baseball game. With the herbivores against the carnivores for the World Reptilian Cup. Score is tied at 105, but the game still isn't up. It's Brontosaurus on the pitcher's mound, and it looks like he's having fun. Tyrone Rex steps up to bat, and the umpire yells,
"Strike one!"
Dinosaurs down at the park, playing baseball after dark. Oh, what fun to hit a home run at the dinosaur baseball game. Brontosaurus is looking proud, and he tips his cap to the cheering crowd. Tyrone Rex's tail turns blue when the umpire yells,
"Strike two!"
Over the creature sitting in the bleachers peeks the morning sun. Tyrone swings his mighty bat, and the umpire yells,
"Home run!"
Linda Arnold, this is Knock on Wood, and I'm Steve Charney. Harris, join me, huh?
Ready to play some baseball?
No, I'm not ready to play baseball. Because I don't know how to play.
Oh, stop it. Of course you know how to play.
I don't know how to play baseball.
You are a dummy.
I am not a dummy. I'm a wooden American.
All right, enough of that. All right, we'll go over the rules of baseball, okay? It's sort of appropriate anyway. There might be younger kids out there who aren't that familiar with the game yet.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead, Steve. Go ahead. Tell me how to play.
Okay. First, there's a batter.
Oh, boy, pancake batter. I love pancakes.
No. Not that kind of batter. This batter stands in front of the pitcher. You know what the pitcher is, right?
Yeah, that's where you put the pancake batter, in the pitcher.
No. Look, this batter stands by the plate. Now, you know what the plate's for?
Yeah, when the pancakes are done, you put them on the plate.
Will you stop talking about pancakes?
You're talking about pancakes.
Listen. Batter hits the ball.
Yeah, batter hits the ball.
Okay, now, the batter starts running.
Ew, if the batter starts running, it'll get all over the stove. You'll need a sponge to clean it up.
No, look, you don't understand. The batter is going around the bases.
Why?
Well, his team may be losing. He's trying to catch up.
Catch up? I love pancakes with ketchup.
One day the telephone rang a lang lang way up in the coconut tree. Mr. Monkey folded up his paper. Someone's calling me. Hello, hello, who you want to speak to? There's no need to scream. Someone wants to play a game with the monkey's baseball team. All through the treetops, banging on the coconuts. Blamma, 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 boom. Everyone get your uniforms on and get to the dressing room. Fielders, don't forget your gloves. Somebody bring the ball. It's time for the monkeys' baseball game when we get the telephone call. When the monkeys play the monkeys' way, you'll be glad you came. You never saw the equal of the monkeys' baseball game. Chimpanzee played left field, baboon played in right. Orangutan on the pitcher's mound was the most imposing sight. But the sight you never saw before, and you can bet your hat, was the mighty roar that went up when the gorilla came to bat. But when the monkeys play the monkeys' way, you'll be glad you came. You never saw the equal of the monkeys' baseball game. The other animals had their team, and the pitcher was a kangaroo. First the umpire said strike one, and then he said strike two. Gorilla swung his great big bat, and the ball flew up in the sky. It dropped in the beak of the pelican bird as it was flying by. When the monkeys play the monkeys' way, you'll be glad you came. You never saw the equal of the monkeys' baseball game. Now Mr. Pelican came to Earth just to see the fun. But since he landed over the wall, the umpire said, home run! Gorilla lumbered around the bases, monkeys cheered his name. Oh, what fun in the jungle at the monkeys' baseball game. When the monkeys play the monkeys' way, you'll be glad you came. You never saw the equal of the monkeys' baseball game. You never saw the equal of the monkeys' baseball game.
Yeah, I certainly thought that was appropriate. Tom Paxton from his CD Balloon, A Loon, A Loon. He was doing the monkey baseball game. Before that, Linda Arnold was doing the dinosaur baseball game. So, there we go. There we got the connection, huh? We're waiting for Chris Holder. He's going to be coming. He was in a while back doing a baseball song, right field, and he's coming back to do another one. So, that's good. And I've been trying to teach Harry how to play baseball here, man.
Yeah, well, I don't know how to play. What can I tell you?
Why don't we go over it again, okay? It has nothing to do with pancakes, first of all.
Okay, okay. Nothing to do with pancakes. Won't bring it up again.
Okay. The batter is up. And when it's his turn, the batter is up.
You mean he's happy?
No, not that kind of up. I mean the batter is up.
Ah, he stands on a stool.
Not that up. I mean the batter is up.
He's awake. I should hope so. The batter's up, sure.
No, he's up.
Opposed to standing on his head, then he'd be down.
Don't you understand when I say the batter is up?
Oh, yeah, he's honest. Like, the batter is on the up and up.
He's up.
Tied up, worked up, pumped up, folded up, paid up, plugged up. Has he moved up, grown up, caught up, added up, started up, put up? Has he been set up? Has he laid up? Has he used up, finished up? Has he laughed it up? Has he turned up? Has he kept up? What's that get up? Hurry up, speak up!
The batter is up.
Ah! You mean he's up to his neck? He's up on current events. The sun is up. Is his temper up? Is he up from South America? Has he put money up? Is he 2 points up, up and around, up and against? Ups a daisy!
The batter is up.
No, Steve. The batter is down. Central Park is up.
It means he's at bat.
At bat?
Yes.
Well, why did you say so?
Now, the pitcher throws the ball. If it goes over the plate, it's a strike.
Suddenly we're bowling. Is two balls a spare?
The batter swings.
Yeah, man. Charlie Parker swings. Branford Marsalis swings. Charlie Mingus swings.
The batter hits.
Charlie Mingus had a lot of hits.
Another possibility is that the batter swings and misses. That's a strike.
Hey, I'd never strike my missus. That would hurt her.
I'm talking about the batter.
Well, maybe the batter is her.
Man, you're difficult.
Is that why they call it battering?
I hope people are taking this with a grain of salt.
Assault and battering.
If he hits the ball, then the batter tries to get on base.
Charlie Mingus is on base. Thelonious Monk on keyboards.
No, he's trying to get on first base.
Charlie Mingus played first base. He was that good.
The batter has to follow the baseline.
So does Charlie Mingus, or the Thelonious will get upset.
You know how difficult it is to explain anything to you?
No, tell me.
I'm taking a break.
Go ahead. No one's stopping you. But I hope we can continue with this afterwards, Steve. I need to know how to play base. I mean, baseball.
Yeah, well, I'm hoping that Chris Holder is going to be here very soon.
Yeah, me too.
Let's listen to Christine Lavin. She's talking about her adventures with baseball. This is quite good.
Mm-hmm. remember that song by Janis Ian? The one where she complains about not getting chosen for the basketball team. Remember, for those whose names are never called when choosing sides for basketball? I would have written about that, except she done it first. 'Cause when you're 5'2", okay, 5'1½, and everybody else in the whole gym class is 5'3" and even taller, it hurts. Truth is, I hadn't thought about that for years, and then a recent phone call rekindled all those fears. A softball game, Robin said, and you're invited. Softball, great, that's my game. Why, softball's practically my middle name. I'll be right over, I said, sounding excited. Even though I can't throw, I can't hit, I can't run, I admit, I can't catch, I can't pitch, in softball, I haven't found my niche. But I don't let details get in my way. Team sports, that's what I love to play. So I got dressed, I got my sneakers tied, made it to the park in time for choosing sides. Pick me, pick me, pick me, pick me, pick me. Pick me, pick me, pick me, pick me, pick me. Glove? Yeah, I own a glove, but I didn't bring it because it's being repaired. But I can always borrow from the other team. Pick me, pick me, pick me, pick me, pick me. This part goes on for quite a while, 'cause 20 people showed up to play. They picked 10 to a side. So as the ranks of the unchosen were depleted and the ranks of the chosen swelled, and I was still standing there, I tried to act really casual, you know, looked down at the ground, looked up at the sky, noticed clouds were rolling in, and a wind had kicked up off the river, a bad sign. And well, deja vu, I was the last one chosen. Even after Her Highness Felicity Rosen, they put me in the field so far out and to the right, I was practically out of sight. But everybody said I had a real good day. I didn't make any errors, I didn't make any plays. You see, the ball never actually came out my way, and I figure the afternoon is gonna end this way. Now, coming up to bat was a whole different kind of humbling experience. I took one swing and missed, which was no surprise. I took another swing and missed. That was no surprise. Then I practiced strategy. I let one go by. It was called a ball. And I had a proud moment, which didn't last long, because then the pitcher threw one. I just couldn't resist. I swung, and I actually hit it. But it was a pathetic little dribbler right back to the mound, and the pitcher threw it over to first base, and I was out, which again is no surprise. But as I was walking to the bench to pick up my glove, the captain of the other team said to the captain of my team, "Hey, it's okay, she doesn't know how to play, so we won't count her outs." And I turned around and I said, "No, wait a minute, I want my outs to count. I want you to count my outs," which made me instantly unpopular with my whole team. So I said, "Oh, I get it. Don't count my outs. That's good strategy, too. It makes me feel so special. Thank you very much. Thank you, thank you, thank you." Well, eventually I resumed my place in the outfield and continued watching the dandelions grow and blossom and turn into puffs and blow away in the chilly wind. Watched the clouds above me spelling doom in the sky. It wasn't long before I began to question my worth as a human being and my reason for living. And then top of the seventh, two on, two out, a crack of the bat, a mighty clout. My whole team turned and cringed to see that speeding ball heading vaguely toward me. I ran as fast as I could, I said a prayer, I stuck out my glove. The ball landed in there. No one could believe it on either team. They hooped and hollered, they stomped and screamed, and even total strangers watching clapped and cheered, aware that God had performed a miracle here. I was carried to the bench, I was handed a beer, and then the clouds broke apart and the sun reappeared. Well, I'm exaggerating about the sun coming out, but it felt like it did in my heart because I wanted to live again. Well, by the way, we lost that game, 17-3. But I considered it a moral victory. And Janis Ian, wherever you might be, take heart. There's hope for you, 'cause there's hope for me. Oh, take me out to the
ball game. Take me out to the crowd. Buy me some peanuts, I'll buy you Cracker Jacks. As long as you count my outs when I come up to bat. Oh, now it's root, 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 root for both teams. Win or lose, lose or win, we're all the same. Oh, won't you please take me out to the old ball game?
She's all she could be.
Come on, please take me out to the old ball game.
Chris is back here on our baseball show. You told me that you, Chris Holder, by the way, in case you're
Chris
tuning in late.
Yep, yeah. Famous baseball player, Chris Holder.
Yeah, yeah. What did you play for? The Chicago Cubs.
I played for the Munson, they weren't the Hens, they were the Munson Roosters. Played for the Munson Roosters.
You're
out
kidding,
in Ohio.
Really?
Yep.
The Munson Roosters. Right. Did you win any games with a name like that?
Oh, boy, it was terrible. We crowed for each other.
Yeah. Okay.
Wearing those old, you remember those suits that were made of pure wool? They were really scratchy.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
In the middle of July.
Oh.
What, the worst thing you could possibly wear? Ooh,
yeah.
Woo-hoo.
Okay.
Boy, yeah, well, I love going out to baseball games. You know, I go out to the park whenever I can. It's really, sometimes, of course, it gets really hot. You know that, Steve. I mean, it's really, it was, the last time I went, in fact, it was so hot. I mean, it was really, really.
How hot was it?
Well, it was so hot I had to cool off by sitting next to a baseball fan.
Ooh,
very terrible. Wow. It's fun to go out to the Sandlot games, though. You know, the local games, not the big shot Double A and Triple A in Major League, but the Sandlot games, because they let you in for not much money. You know, instead of $4 or $5, we can get in for a buck or less. And sometimes they let the kids in free, which I think is real nice. You know, the kids, if they don't have enough money, why, they let them in free. In fact, I was out at the park, not too long ago, and it was one of those days when a bunch of kids came by, and they didn't have any money, and there was this one little kid, his name was Jose Rodriguez, and Jose didn't have any money that day, and the gatekeeper said, oh, all right, Jose, come on in, you can come in for free, you don't have to pay today, and Jose said, thanks so much, it was really nice. So they let him in, and they said, well, where do you want to sit today, Jose? And he said, well, I think, he was looking around the field. He says, I think I want to sit up on the, flagpole. I want to sit right up there on the flagpole. And they said, you want to sit on the flagpole, Jose? He says, yeah, well, I could see really well up there. And so he just shinnies up the flagpole, and he gets up at the top. And you could tell, Steve, I mean, you really could tell that everybody was very concerned about him. They wanted to make sure he was comfortable, that everything was going okay, and they wanted to make sure he had a good view, because at the very beginning of the game, everybody looked up to Jose, and they said, Jose, can you see? You remember that part?
Oh, I saw that coming, but I did not want to ruin it for everyone else.
And then, of course, then there's the seventh inning. You know, I love the seventh inning, because then you finally get up and stretch, you know, and you sing that old song. Sometimes, though, you don't have enough time to sing the whole song, and that's one of the things that you gotta learn. If you're a true baseball fan, there may not be enough time between innings to get the whole song in, so what I've done is I've learned how to sing the old seventh inning stretch song, but what you do is you take out one of the words. You can use the notes if you like, but just take out one of the words. You save a little bit of time. It goes like this. Me out to the ball game. Take me out to the park. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if we never get back. So it's root, root, root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. And 1, 2, and 3 strikes. You are out at the old ball game.
I never heard that version.
That's what you do when you have long car trips.
And if I'm lucky, I'll never hear it again. That we're recording, or did you just pick up the banjo and
No, I didn't know we were recording. Well,
I thought you were going to do another baseball song. No, he picks up the banjo. He's just fooling around.
We were recording. Oh, do you want me to do more of that, or do you want?
Well, it was sure pretty.
Oh, I do appreciate that.
No, we're done. We're finished. Thanks so much for a couple little baseball jokes and baseball songs there with Chris Holder. Thanks. Thank you.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. So it's root, root, root for the home team. They don't win, it's a shame. It's one, two, three strikes you're out at the old ball game. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. It's root, root, root for the home team. And if they don't win, what else is new? And it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game. Play it, Jethro.
Go. A few different versions of Take Me Out to the Ball Game here on our baseball show on Knock on Wood. That was the Hoosier Hot Shots. Before that, Steve Goodman. The late, great Steve Goodman. All right, well, if you tuning in late. I have been trying to teach Harry how to play baseball. He does tend to get things confused, huh? You do, don't you?
Well, I'm sorry.
When a batter is up, it doesn't mean he's awake.
You mean he's not awake?
Of course he's awake.
So he is up.
Look, let's not start that again. Let's get past the whole bit with the batter swinging and getting on base and everything.
All right, all right.
Okay, let me just start right here. There's a man on first.
No women.
No.
Okay, go on, go on.
Now, there's a man on first, maybe a man on second.
There's a second man on first.
No, that would mean there are two men on first and there's only one.
Because he was there first.
No, the man on second was there first.
The man on second was on first.
That's right.
Then he went to second.
Right.
So he was on second first.
That's right. He was on first and second first.
Second guy was on second and will be on second.
That's right.
For how long will the second guy be on second?
Well, if the ball's in play, he'll only be there for a second.
He'll be on second for a second.
Right.
Now, the second guy comes around the bases. Second guy in second will only be there for a second.
Unless the ball's thrown to third. He may stay on second for a second.
2 seconds.
Right.
So let me get this straight. Second man on second is staying for a second.
Probably.
In the meantime, there's now the third man on first.
And the first man on third, unless he's been thrown out.
How do you throw him out?
The same way you do this script. Here, watch. See?
Aha! So now I know how to play baseball.
Knock on Wood is produced at the Knock on Wood Studios in Woodstock, New York. The show's written and produced by me, Steve Charney. SteveCharney.com has lots of videos of Harry and myself, as well as jokes, an email address, a sales page, info about our live stage shows, and lots more. And if you visit WGXC.org, click on Archives, and type in Knock on Wood, you can listen to previous Knock on Wood programs, and there are a lot of them.